Hey everybody, welcome to T-minus 2 weeks.
Two weeks away.
Until Tech Ed North America, this is the Countdown Show. I'm Joey, that's Rick. We've got a special guest. What?
When is it? It's May 12th.
To the 15th.
To the 15th. Mm-hmm. Just making sure they knew that. And it was in Houston. Just in case you don't know. It's in Houston.
I'm guessing since the event is a sellout, and this is the 18th episode, not counting special episodes.
They might know.
They may know, actually, where Tech Ed is.
I'm just coming back into this again. We're good.
So are you done being rude where we can introduce our guest?
I'm sorry. We do have a guest, a very special guest.
We've got Michelle Devereaux, who is the partner channel manager, yes?
Yes.
Is that correct? AKA the person who brings together all of our great partners for the Expo Hall.
The Tech Expo.
It's one of the biggest things that are in Tech Ed, besides sessions.
Yes.
It takes up more square footage than a session room. It's huge.
Yes. Now, so Michelle, the question I have for you, have we addressed the issue of the great big monstrous pillars that sit in the middle of it?
Don't bring that up. It's a sensitive issue. It's a sensitive issue.
But yes, we have about over 200 partners that are going to be at the event this year, so we're very excited about that. A lot of opportunities to talk to them about their products and solutions. Hopefully you'll be able to find them through the myriad of the different pillars that whatever designer in Houston.
They wanted to make it look like a cruise ship, I think, is kind of the whole thing. And apparently in that design, it does. So the Tech Expo is the big room.
Yes.
And it's so big, in fact, we actually have a map. Rick has the map. So let's cover off a couple of things first. Michelle, if I want to go, let's do the Microsoft stuff first, and then we'll hit kind of the rest of the hall. When I want to come and talk to the various Microsoft Ds, and you've got a name for that. It's
Microsoft Solutions Experience.
The Solutions Experience.
Yes, which includes our office folks.
I was about to say, it's the four main big blue areas
in
the center of this map.
You won't be able to miss it.
Right here.
Yes.
This guy right here.
So we got Office server and services, and we've got Windows, phone, and devices. And then we've got, you know, server, cloud, tools that all incorporate into that other large area. Mm-hmm. And then you've also circled the resource zone, which is also Microsoft resources such as MS Learning, SQL Pass, consulting, a bunch of other groups like the scripting guys. So you can go in there and talk with them.
It's like Microsoft once removed.
Yeah.
I think they're still Microsoft.
Yeah, still Microsoft.
Just different resources than actual products.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's now, when we walk into this room, so I know a lot of folks out there, there's been some concerns voiced in the forums. If you haven't been to a large event like this, that it can be a little bit, overwhelming a lot of people. This is one of the things I like about the Houston Convention Center, is that I was there for several events just as large as Tech in North America. It doesn't feel like you are just in this just mass crush of people. Now, obviously, when we have the welcome reception, which is going to be Monday evening, right here in the Tech Expo, there's going to be a lot of people there, so it's going to be kind of focused and concentrated. But you walk into this main room, and what is the first thing?
First I think that you'll see is the digital wall lounge area. We also have an info desk there, so people can go to the desk if they have any questions on how to orient themselves. There will be a wayfinding there as well. But the digital wall is double-sided. It's a great starting point for attendees during the day to find out what's happening that specific day, what's happening during the week. We also have great partner content, advertising, and just some fun information that they can look at any time of the day. We also at lunch have a great opportunity for you to hear more about some of the Platinum Partner solutions, as well as Speaker Idol, which is always a crowd favorite.
Yep.
And
it's
back. Yeah, and so whoever wins during the series of sessions that week gets to actually have a speaking slot the next year. So it's pretty exciting and it's fun to watch. So we highly encourage people to go there just to kind of have that be your starting point. We'll be streaming a keynote in case people want to watch keynote there. That's kind of the entree into our Tech Expo a great way for people to connect and kind of get oriented for the day.
So on the map, the next thing I see is I see these great big sections right up at the front. So it looks like the booth sizes, is that kind of based on sponsorship
yes.
level, kind of the big platinum sponsors?
Those are our platinum
right up front.
Sponsors,
okay.
Yeah. Platinum and gold are always kind of situated first and foremost, as they are our key partners that we partner with on the OEM and solution side. And then as you kind of enter in, you'll see there's an experience lounge where people will be able to really have a hands-on interactive experience, learning more about customer stories, how they're working with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Should be a really fun space for people to kind of go through the customer evidence stories and learn a little bit more. We're gonna have a bar there, so we'll be able to give out beverages.
Oh, nice.
During
nice.
The day.
Got our
so.
Attention there.
Make
yeah,
a note.
There
make
you
a
go.
Note,
note there, yes.
Right there.
Great.
Now, you mentioned obviously over 200 partners that are gonna be involved, and that's all the other areas that are in the main area
yes.
of the expo hall. This is again where during the Monday night reception that you're able to go off and see everybody. That the thing that I do when I attend TechEd is I kind of get the lay of the land during the mm-hmm. reception, but I tend to find that it's better to go and visit the expo hall during breaks or during sessions when the session really isn't exactly what I want to go see. I'll take some downtime and I'll go off to the expo hall because expo hall is open. During various hours of the conference. It's
yes.
kind of reserved and closed for a period of time and then open for the big reception, for the big party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's open throughout the rest of the conference for free time to be able to go in, look at it, and make connections with the different partners.
Yes, absolutely.
And I definitely encourage you to try to go off and visit every single one of those areas. It's a good stroll, right?
No, it is, absolutely.
I wear my Fitbit when I'm going through here to make sure I get my steps in when I go off and visit all these different partners.
Hashtag TechEdFit.
You got it.
There's also lounges.
Yes.
So I see strategically placed lounges throughout this. So
absolutely.
I need to take
spots.
A break.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
need to recharge myself.
See, we got,
exactly.
We got one here.
Or meet up with friends or new connections. It's just a great way for people to have short meetings or just maybe like take a quick break for themselves, catch up on email. But we have a couple that specifically are, one is for Best of Tech Ed.
Okay,
where
that's this guy over here on the left side.
Yeah, where
here.
You'll be able to go and vote for the attendees pick for the
yep.
Best of Tech Ed Awards. And then we also have the My IT Forum that's
okay.
also located there in the front. That
I'm losing my pen option, man. I've got to get
yeah.
my pen skills back up here again.
There
Maybe
you
my
go.
Thumbs up. There we go.
And then the rest of the lounges, just the ones in the back are just general lounges for people to hang out in. And then there's one also located in a general System Center Alliance
mm-hmm.
area. As you know, we have a lot of System Center Alliance partners this
yep.
year. So then some of them are co-located in the back
mm-hmm.
in the exhibitor space. We do have, silver, gold, platinum sponsors that are also System Center. And if you look at the conference guide, they are identified with a light blue dot
yep.
So that you can identify them easily
mm-hmm.
Throughout the show floor. But even though we are the biggest space, I think people will have hopefully an easy time navigating and finding their way. And like you said, I think it's just a great way, especially during the reception, just to kind of meander through and see, who you might want to come back and have a deeper conversation with, but just, connect on a social level at
yep.
the reception.
Absolutely. The breakdown of the areas, I mean, they have numbers associated with them. I'm assuming that in the guide, they have the numbers that you can match up.
And yes.
So when you register on Sunday or Saturday, or actually registration
Sunday.
On Sunday, sorry.
Sunday.
You can spend some time and actually map out who you want to go see and do little circles around the different partners. You want to have
yeah.
a must go see for different things. And it's a highly kept trade secret as to what type of stuff the partners are giving out. At the Monday night, and you might hear some words on the social medias. Some of them like to kind of spill out, that they might have some kind of little thing here or some kind of little thing there. And you might want to circle those ones there to make sure that you go off and visit them. But it's not just to go off and get the swag.
No.
That is a driver.
Let's have good conversations.
Have good conversations.
Get
yeah.
solutions.
Find out about them.
Yeah.
Solutions to your problems. I mean,
yeah.
that's really the big draw for me when, even now, even as a Microsoft guy, I still run into solution concerns and things that I'm trying to figure out and
mm-hmm.
work out and love to
mm-hmm.
have chats with these folks. One other location that is just this nice big blue square right at the back is Channel 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, apparently. We are going to be there broadcasting live. We'll be there live during all of the breaks. So if there's a session break, a lunch break, those are essentially the times that we will be there live.
When you say we, what do you mean by we?
Well, I'm saying the Channel 9 we, so I assume you'll probably be there.
This is where I tend to make my home base. When I'm not presenting is actually in the expo hall in Channel 9, and there is space that if you wanted to, you can come down and kind of sit and watch what's doing, or just come and chat and say hello. You'll probably be there too, but
I'll be there.
Tend to be a bit more social and kind of go back and forth and do
I'm usually
things.
All over the expo hall. Yeah. It's usually pretty easy to find. Yeah. You just look for the tallest guy in the expo hall.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we haven't locked the schedule entirely yet in terms of who, but some names you might see. One or more of the Marks.
Yeah,
one or more of the Jeffs.
Trying to get the Marks and the Jeffs on as a bare minimum for some interesting content.
Some other things that we have up our sleeves that we're working on.
We tend to also try to do some announcements or cover some announcements and cover some breaking news as well on that particular stage. Augment the stuff that goes on during the keynote. That's about all I can say.
And if you actually want to come see how one of these countdown shows is actually produced, the very, very last episode of the countdown show for TechEd North America 2014 will be live on site. I'm not sure if I actually sent
you
that,
that
email.
I better get invited.
I'll send you a schedule plus on that.
Okay,
that's my bad. So you can come check us out there. So 200 plus partners, a lot going on. The welcome reception is something you cannot miss. It's one of my favorite things about TechEd North America. I always say that. It seems like every time we cover something, I'm like, this is one of my favorite things about, I just like TechEd. What can I say? I just really like TechEd.
That's good.
We're going to talk about the things on the side very briefly.
There's not really,
it's sort of like an ancillary piece of the Tech Expo Hall.
Yes.
But we have the massive section where you can go off and sit down and do hands-on labs to be able to go off and do any one of the labs. We don't have a final count on those that I'm aware of just yet.
No, I haven't seen it. Haven't seen it yet.
But definitely, we're in the hundreds of different types of labs we can have. Exclusive to TechEd. We tend to make them available way in the future, potentially, but these are things you can only do when you're at TechEd.
Particularly the instructor-led labs.
Yes, that's what I was getting up to next. The guys on the side, the instructor-led labs are the ones that you had to register for and choose as a primary, and that became your primary for that one slot.
Yep.
And there's potentially a delay waiting for what's going on the instructor-led labs.
I see you're getting some announcements there.
Some announcements just came in on Twitter.
The Twitter is just blowing up about the countdown show. Everybody loves it.
Nice.
Everybody loves it. So make sure you check it out. It is a definite cannot miss. Also, just kind of wrapping up this edition of the countdown show, TechEd Europe, because we did sell out TechEd North America. If you did not make it to the registration, if you're still on that wait list and for some reason don't get cleared, there is the option to attend TechEd Europe in Barcelona in October. Registration opens on April the 29th, so make sure you don't miss this. I mean, we opened registration for this some 30-plus weeks ago for North America, and we've sold out, so make sure you get in early on that one. Other than that...
I should say we're opening partner sales as well.
Oh, there you go.
So
partner sales open on the 29th, and you sold out. You sold out a lot sooner on the Tech Expo than we did for normal. And also, if you can't get a regular conference pass, grab one of those expo-only passes and you can consume those 200-plus partners and other folks that we've got right inside of Tech Expo. Anything else?
I think we got it covered, man.
Can you believe that next week we will literally be less than 7 days?
It's still freaking me out. I think we're going to try to get a stop-action camera to record the Tech Expo being built, or at least part of it. We normally do that when we do the Channel 9 stage.
Yeah.
So that'll be actually interesting to see how fast it goes up.
Mm. Yeah.
It takes a while to
it's
go
pretty
up.
Amazing.
Kilometers and kilometers of, or sorry, miles and miles, you Imperial people, of cables and power and everything else go in to make this. But then the funny thing I like about this is how fast they tear it down.
So fast.
It's
amazing.
Within an afternoon, the whole thing, it's like at least a couple of days, if not a week, to get this thing set up. But then it's like, boom, gone.
Couple hours.
Craziness.
Yep.
Absolute craziness.
Absolute craziness. All right, we'll see you next week where we will be just T-minus 1 week away from TechEd North America. We should probably start working on our demos now.
Yeah. we'll finish those. We will. We'll finish those.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya. You know what, man? Now that the official people are gone.
Yeah.
Let's do something fun.
So I saw yesterday when you were doing the whole Twitter chat with Snover?
Yeah, yeah.
You got the password, right?
Yeah, I got. Don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry.
I've got the password for TechEd North America.
Okay.
So
let's take over the Twitter handle. Let's do it. Let's do it. 11 okay. o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Thursday, when we get back.
Okay, Thursday, Thursday. That's
I've
May
got
1st.
Time about 11, I
yeah,
think.
We're yeah, back, we're back from Vegas on Wednesday. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So 11 o'clock.
Let's take it over.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. That's wait, not.
Wait. The red light's on, man.
Goldos, don't record this!
Wait, wait.